Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the shooting in Florida was not only tragic and significant in its numbers, it also stands out because of the way the event unfolded on social media. Students were tweeting and even posting videos as the shooting was happening. For a look at that and other social media news, let's go to Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And, you know, technology is changing so quickly, and these school shootings seem to happen far too often. But was there something different about this one in the way that students were sending out texts and videos during the shooting?
Well, this is how teens live their life. They are digital. They are always online. So, of course, they have their phones with them. They have their tech devices with them. And as the tragedy was unfolding, we could see what they were seeing. We could fear their fear. The obits are really impressive. You're learning about the students one by one. People are taking time to actually honour them. Here's one that caught my eye. Javi posts underneath a picture of his cousin. He didn't make it. I love you, cuz. I'm sorry for all of this. I'm at a loss of words. And every time you see one of the fallen students, one of the slain students, you will see that those posts are shared by thousands of people.
There was a lot of admiration for student reporter David Hogg, who interviewed his classmates in a closet as the shooting went on. Let's listen.
I did have plans for my 18th birthday to go to Nexus Gun Range and learn how to shoot. But at this point, I don't even want to be behind a gun. I don't want to be the person behind a bullet because I don't want to be the person to point a bullet at someone. And to have the bullet pointed at me, my school, my classmates, my teachers, my mentors, it's definitely eye-opening to the fact that we need more gun control in our country.
Talk about David Hogg and also the fact that even in the moment, students were talking about gun control.
So let me set the scene for you. That interview was happening while the active shooter was right at his high school. They were hiding in a closet and he's interviewing. This is a real journalist. He may be young, but he's a real journalist. Elise Shaver of VTAL says, when you're old enough, David Hogg, run for office. She says that because David then got out. He was a survivor and then did countless media interviews. There's one that sticks in my mind. He was talking to a reporter. He turned to the camera, directly to the camera, and told the camera what America needs to do now, then turned back and continued to do his interview. Joe Concha TV, works for The Hill, says David Hogg is a high school journalist with a professionalism and lucidity that is beyond impressive based on his on-scene reports from Parkland.
So some incredible stories and sharing of information from students in the school. Femi, Russian bots, it turns out, are also a part of the story on social media. What happened?
Well, the reason we know this is because there are a number of websites now that track Russian bots, propaganda accounts. Hamilton 68 is one website. It's run by the security organization Securing Democracy. And they noticed from Thursday these hashtags: gun control, gun reform now, Florida school shooting, Nicholas Cruz, who of course was the shooter. All of those hashtags created by Russian bots. Also, BotCheckMe tracks 1,500 propaganda bots, and they saw more hashtags like gun control Parkland, gun reform now. And the reason this is important is because the hashtags get out there and then regular people, you and I, online, will start sharing them. And a conversation is started that doesn't happen organically. It is planted there. It is deliberate to start those discussions and sometimes tensions as well.
How did people respond just in the few seconds we have left?
But people are having the conversation. There are very fierce gun control conversations happening right now. But just to bring it back to the teens, to the kids, this is something that Oscar posted. He says, as a 16-year-old in a Florida high school, I grieve for all the lives lost. It's time that my generation steps up and takes the reins and hopefully change our future. He gets lots of compliments from people saying, you're amazing. And Oscar says, hey, just a teenage boy trying to express how I feel. Sometimes these social platforms, social media at the very best.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.